Hey guys, it's Matt. Realized on Friday I promised you an audio commentary track, and I didn't deliver on that yet, so I'm recording this on my way to work, so you're probably going to hear some background noise, and I'm probably going to be distracted. Don't worry about it, it's just me trying to avoid killing myself and everyone else on the road. So, my earliest memory. These strips were really rather difficult for me to write. The reason being is that I do not outline any of my story before I sit down to write the strip. Normally what you would do would be you would write it, you would have an outline, maybe even a rough draft script or a fine-tuned script, and you go for it. If you're doing a traditional comic strip, I'm sort of doing a hybrid of the two where it's a gag-a-day strip, so, it's not heavy on story, but it does have a very, it does have a heavy story element to it. And so I purposely avoided writing an outline or doing any sort of preliminary writing on it because I wanted to have a very fresh, fun feel to it, and I felt like if I had too much story written down on paper that I would feel beholden to that story too much, and it would kind of drag the strip down and kind of keep it from feeling kind of sort of vibrant and alive and spontaneous. And for myself personally, I like sort of sitting down in front of the computer to write the next day's strip without, having any clue necessarily what I'm going to write about. And a lot of fun stuff comes out of it because of that. I get things like the jellyfish, which I may not have gotten had I gone the other direction. And then some of the fun little storylines, they're kind of throwaways. That if I had something that was more strictly sort of sorted out, that stuff may not come about. So that's great. But the real issue happens with setting up a strong motivation for my characters. I have these characters, and I know where they need to be 6 months out, a year out, 2 years out, but I don't really know how to get them there, and so that's something that I'm sort of struggling with as I go along is, okay, I know I need to get these guys to this location, so let's get them going to that location. But have I really set up enough motivation for these characters to go? I don't want to confuse the readers and go and make them, feel like, well, okay, they're here now. Why? I'm not too sure. They just say they got to be there. So the purpose of these last few strips was to kind of clear that up a little bit. I had a really difficult time writing them because even to me, that's not quite clear yet. I hinted around a little bit about how the robot, wanted to find his purpose in life before, but I really didn't feel like it was clear enough, as to like why he's necessarily going in the jungle. I'm not sure I've made it clear enough yet now, but I think once they get to their final destination, it will become clear. But my real purpose with these strips were to give you guys a little bit of backstory on the robot, really set up his motivation for wanting to go on this adventure up a little bit, and it's going to kind of set up a little bit of what's going to happen over the next year for him. So I hope I've done that successfully. Kind of interesting thing with these strips is I'm learning as I go, so you're seeing me try and fail kind of live as I go along here. But, if I sat at a computer and wrote and refined and refined and refined, I would be doing that for the rest of my life, and I would never have anything out. So there's good and bad of this whole webcomics thing. The good thing is you get to have fun, and you get to learn as you go, and you get to share that with others. And the bad thing is everyone gets to see when you stumble and fall. I hope I didn't do that here. I hope you guys like it. And talk to you next time.